Hello.
Hello, good morning. Is Luke available?
Yes, this is Lucas.
Hey, Lucas, this is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
No, good.
Good,
Not too
good.
bad. How you done?
Not bad. One day closer to Friday, so it could be
That's right.
worse.
Got a big holiday weekend coming.
Exactly. Hey, but I wanted to follow up with you. It looks like you've done an online application with us, so just wanted to see what exactly you're looking to do, and how we could help you out.
Okay. Basically, I'll kind of give you a little history on my business.
Sure.
Give you an idea of what I'm working with,
Okay.
and so you kind of have an idea of what's going on. But we started in actually about 2007
Okay.
as sole proprietor. I was just working individually by myself,
Gotcha.
doing construction. And then in 2009, we transferred over to an LLC and created that and started hiring employees and buying trucks and equipment and more tools and just expanding out, off of basic credit lines, my own personal credit cards, things like that, of that nature. And so at this point now, I think last year we were doing about 750,000 in sales per year.
Okay.
This year we're looking more at like 1 million plus in
Nice.
sales. Yeah, that's all good, but between 2009 and now, I've calculated this up. I've acquired $193,000 in assets as far
Okay.
as vehicles, equity, things that I have purchased over the last, seven, 8 years. And so I've got about $193,000 in assets, but I've also acquired $150,000 in debt,
Okay.
business debt over the last 10 years or 8 years, whatever it is. But so I'm trying to kind of reconsolidate, reorganize, get my credit straightened out, and get my company back on the right track with
Okay.
a longer term loan with a lower interest rate and just try to get everything resituated so I can operate at a more efficient speed and
Right.
have one payment to take care of versus 10 different payments, because it's getting me to the point where I fell behind.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with our working capital program at all, or how working capital programs work?
Yes. Yeah. I've
Okay.
and that was I've done a yeah, one of the like a working capital with OnDeck before in the past. I don't know if you're familiar with that company.
Yeah, they are kind of in our network. I am familiar with OnDeck for sure.
Okay. And so I've done that, and it's I would say that it probably hurt me more than it helped me as far as trying to get a
Back on track.
Yeah, because that really doesn't get you on track. That gets you really in perspective a little deeper in the hole, because you're
Yeah.
paying higher interest. You're basically giving all your profits back to that company.
Yes. And those loans are typically set up as short term, to help people with inventory and things of that nature, where you're getting slow pay like net 30 or net 60, and that you have a
Yeah.
check coming in. That's when those are ideal, in those situations, because there's going to be a profit there to be made, so that a little bit of extra interest that you're paying really doesn't seem like a whole lot when you look at the larger picture of things. So yeah,
Yes.
that's a tough one right there. Unfortunately, all we have, or we could do perhaps a collateralized loan, but it is the way that it works with us, it's a 2-for-1. So you said almost 200,000 in assets. We could probably get somewhere close to $100,000 based off of that, just the way that our 2-for-1 collateralized loan works, if that's something that you'd like to pursue.
Yeah, and what kind of rates do you have on collateralized loans?
So those would typically start single mid digits and can go up from there. We would look at credit, cash flow in the business, time in business as well. Looks like you have some solid time there. So there's a couple factors involved in that to really give you a concrete number.
Okay.
But again, it started in the mid single digits there.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say the ultimate goal that, I'll tell you my ultimate goal, which is probably a far stretch,
mm-hmm.
would be to take a loan out for $150,000, pay off all my debt, anything that I owe to anybody, boost my credit score up, and then refinance that loan at that point, say 6-8 months down the road.
Uh-huh.
Get a fixed rate interest loan at like 6% over 10 years.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal, but it's going to take some higher interest to get to that point.
Yeah, there might be some growing pains there because may get a little bit tougher before it gets easier, but I guess that's part of the process at this point. With the way businesses are working these days, and when unfortunately get in these situations, sometimes have to take a step backwards to take a couple forwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, please go ahead.
But on your collateralized loans, how do those exactly work? Do you have to have all those items paid off, or can I take the money that you give me and pay those items off?
They would have to be paid off outright.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a pretty simple process as well. We just have a one-page application. We would look at 6 months of most recent bank statements, the first 2 pages of your most recent tax return, send you over a sheet to fill out the items that you would have there that you would like to use as collateral, and actually the information that you do have on any of the loans that you have out of the business currently. We can package that, get it over to underwriting, and we can get you some feedback, and typically inside of 24 hours.
Okay. And what about your your other type of loans?
Then we have the working capital loans that you're familiar with that are similar to OnDeck. We loan 10 to 15% of your top line revenue with weekly, daily, monthly payments. Those are 6 to 24 months in length. I have seen a couple of first-time customers get 3-year loans, but it's a rarity for that. Again, that starts at a little bit of a higher rate because it is uncollateralized. It starts at about 10 cents on the dollar and then can go up from there. So they are a little bit more expensive. Those loans that are set up to get a quick return on investment and get it paid off. So that was that. And then we have also, your standard equipment financing loan, which is just like your car loan, a monthly payment, 2 to 5 years. Again, rates will start in the low single digits and can go up from there. There's a couple factors involved as well. So there's a lot of options out there. It's just a matter of, taking a look at the business on paper and seeing where we could fit you in or what would be the best program for you without creating a burden for you, because that's the last thing we want to do.
Okay. And what we might do is I'd say we just have to look at it, but if you want to send me or email me a list of things that you need.
Sure.
Then I can send those over to you.
Sure.
and as far as the equipment financing, mm-hmm. It might be possible to refinance the vehicles and at what their value is, something of that nature, and then is it possible to use the cash on the other side, that where I have equity built in the vehicles, but they're not they're not paid off.
Do you have some equipment that actually has been paid off that's owned outright?
Most of it I've got loans on, but it has a lot of equity.
Okay. I do have
some personal stuff, like a $30,000 boat. I've got trailers. I've got other items that the business doesn't own. That's what I'm saying. In the $193,000, That's all equity, personal business, everything that I have.
Okay. So we would want to look at the items that are paid off outright. And then I can send you the sheet for that. It's very simple. Just you know what the item is, the year, the mileage, depending on what it is. You know, estimated value, value at purchase time. So it's pretty simple as well.
Okay.
And I have I have utterback.const@gmail. Is that the best email address to shoot you out some information?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, while I still have you on the phone here, do you have any more questions for me? I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking.
No. That's pretty much it. I think, okay. You know, if you send me over what you need from me, then I can fill out the application and get stuff sent back to you.
Sounds good.
You can see what I'm working with and see if there's anything you can do for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put that together for you. I will shoot it out over about 10, 15 minutes. And you know, should I just follow up with you tomorrow morning just to make sure it's received?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Okay. Well, Lucas, it was a pleasure to meet and talk with you today. You know, I look forward to seeing what we could do for you. And my direct dial will be on there as well. So if there's any questions between now and tomorrow, please feel free to reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to, you know, answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Lucas, you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.